Hey there, my friend. It's Trisha Carr. Real quick before we head into this episode, I just want to make sure that you know about Modern Mystic Life, a subscription service for spiritual mentoring and education. The monthly subscription is only $11.11 per month. We have regular support and inspiration delivered with the utmost ease right into your text messenger 2 to 4 times per week. You can use your mobile device or your desktop messenger to access the lessons and meditations, a monthly MP3 download of a produced meditation, at least once per month live meditation led by me. There is no account login, and we have a monthly live class workshop. These are usually $35 for non-subscribers, so it is quite a deal. And the community is amazing. This is a way for you to support the Charmed Life podcast and also a way for us to be able to work more closely together. So do check out how you can subscribe in the show notes. I hope to see you there. Hello and welcome to the Charmed Life podcast. This podcast is all about magic, metaphysics, mysticism, and the unconditional love of the universe. And I am your host. My name is Trisha Carr. Welcome to this episode. I am excited to share with you something that is fresh off the crystalline grid of creation. Came in just now from the Akashic Records. What I'm sharing with you today is I just went live on Insight Timer and I did some channeling of Archangel Gabriel, and I think it's pretty rad. I received a big attunement while I was pulling that through. I'm even going to transcribe it and read it myself. I prefer to read my channel transmissions rather than watch them back. And I'm just really excited about it because I think there was some deep stuff in there. So lately I have been in a deep exploration of astral experiencing. By that I mean astral projection, astral dreams, and also, you know, different ways of remote viewing. Now, these are experiences I've had my whole spiritual journey, but I'm deepening my investigation of it because, spoiler alert, I am about to release a new program. And it's not just a program, honestly. It's a school. It's a school that can be ongoing for anyone who is, if you're someone who never stops seeking and you always want to continue to advance your intuitive abilities and your spiritual experiencing. Anyway, it's going to be very exciting. So there's a little teaser there. But this is a part of it, is to deepen my own practice as well, to be able to, you know, guide in new ways. So the reason I mentioned this in preliminarily to giving you this Archangel Gabriel channeling and subsequent readings that I did, the reason I mention it is because it's coming through that place of how we can quickly shift, powerfully and quickly shift, because that's one of the things that astral experiencing does. It is being more attuned to our astral body or our light body. So I talk a little bit about that in the part this that I'm about to share with you, because I actually do a little bit of just chatting, teaching first about Archangel Gabriel and awareness and light. Then I go into a channeled message, and then I give some readings for those who are on the feed. Now, the amazing thing about readings, I encourage you to stick around for those, because even though I was giving a reading to, like, there was someone named Shauna who received a reading on this, spirit is awareness, right, of the intention and the eventual listening back to, I like to call it time traveling. Spirit is aware of you coming to listen to this. So there will be messages in the messages that were technically for someone else. And I invite you to just see how amazing it is, if you've never experienced that before, listening to someone else's reading that, especially when it's done in a forum like this where there's a lot of people around, Spirit is aware of the quantum probabilities of you listening to the replay of this. So just thought I would share that with you. And so, yeah, that's what I have for you here. And just if you haven't joined my mailing list, really, I encourage you to do that. You can find the mailing list in the description of this show, because that's the way that you can stay on top of anything that I'm offering. For example, when I am going to be offering this, the entry to the new school, there will be, of course, early bird special pricing. But I also share on there, you know, articles and different kinds of transmissions and downloads. So that's the best way for us to stay in touch. And I love you so much. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope it serves you. And with that, I'd like to invite you to please leave a review of the podcast. Just scroll down into however you get your podcast in your app. You can see the stars. You can write a little something. That really helps me to keep doing this podcast, because it ranks it in Google when someone, you know, does a review, and it just makes it more possible for me to be able to use this as a platform. Okay, those are my invitations to you. And yeah, I hope you enjoy this ride. I hope you drop down into your heart. There is a moment where Gabriel is leading us into a little visualization, a little semi-meditative attunement. I just want to caution you that, you know, don't close your eyes if you're driving, right? You know, use your common sense about being able to participate in the experience. So there we have it. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope you enjoy. I am here to talk about Archangel Gabriel and to talk about you. The intention of this is to connect with the Archangel Gabriel. So I was just listening to Gabriel before I started the session to see what it is that we could all benefit to come together on about Archangel Gabriel and the archangelic realm. But again, for you, what this is, what this means for you, how this can help you. So first of all, let's talk about what angels are, or what the archangels are. Angel, the word angel means entity or being of light. And so light is really the representation of awareness, of frequency. Every time you think of light, think of awareness. Every time you think of awareness, think of light. And entities of light, such that angels are, what this is encapsulating, or the frequency point that we are looking at when we're talking about angels, is if we think about how we have this, what someone might call God or source energy, prime creator is one of the words that I like to use, the all that is point of creation, or even you might say pre-creation. And that point of pure creation or creator energy, that would be that's honestly, again, pre-creation, because if you think about it, if we want to put kind of a picture around it, a framework around it, that the energy of the all that is, in being all that it is nothing until it expresses. And that's where Archangel Gabriel comes in. I'm going to pause right there for a moment, because I am incumbent by the standards of Insight Timer to say that I would love it if you find this or any other teacher's live or meditation that you do on the platform, that if you would consider leaving a donation. They ask that we promote the donations every time, which is really lovely that they ask us to do this. But you could always, just a reminder that if you were to give me a donation of any type, that would help me to be able to do things like this more often, to be on Insight Timer Live and to be of service to you. And you know what I have? I'm going to get back into it, it feels like, coming live on Insight Timer more. So yeah, maybe we'll see each other again real soon. So there's my first mention of that. Back to the energy of light and the energy of creator and creation. So as you imagine, if you can imagine this just process of creation, the all that is really is nothing until it has another thing to be. The first thought or the first heartbeat of creator energy or God is this light. And in the Bible and the Torah, it says that God said, let there be light, which is a very, I think, a really nice kind of picture or, you know, little, you might, I mean, I don't mean this to diminish anyone's faith if the Torah or the Old Testament or the Bible are important to you, but as a metaphor or an allegory of the all that is saying, let there be light, let there be awareness. So you think about it, again, associating as strongly as possible that when you think of awareness, think of light, or when you think of light, think of awareness. So the awareness that occurred is the first expression. It is the genesis of the process of creation. And so the concept of angels are that they are that purest essence of creation, of creator expressing. And in here comes the archangel energy of Gabriel, what we have named in this language and in this paradigm, Gabriel. And what Gabriel, that, well, first of all, I guess we should talk about the word archangel. Angel means light or being of light. Arch means stamp or like the, you know, archetype. It means the coalescence of it. So the archangel, the stamp or the pinnacle, the kind of structure of this light of creator. And Gabriel is the archangel who oversees the element of water on this planet and is also the harbinger, the overseer of expression and joy, communication, even things like creative expression. So you would say creativity. So that is the fractal, the light frequency that this true entity of the universal population is bringing to us, bringing our awareness to awareness and the expression of awareness. So the symbol of Archangel Gabriel is the silver chalice. A chalice is like a cup. Now, this isn't really a chalice shape, but, you know, basically like a chalice is kind of like the wine glass shape, you know, with a, has the vessel and then it has a pedestal. And that is the symbol of Archangel Gabriel. Again, thinking about water as it flows, just like expression and creativity and creation flows. And then putting something as beautiful as the element of silver, metal, silver, around it as a holding vessel. It doesn't change the water, but it does give a sort of definition. It sort of gives a raising up. It gives it a heightened awareness. And so that's what Gabriel, that symbology of the silver chalice is associated with Gabriel, is here to bring our awareness to. I'm going to pause again and mention that with Insight Timer, the teachers have the facility to receive donations. And if you feel drawn to leave me a donation, it does help me to continue to come live on Insight Timer and support, you know, my ability to be on this platform. And then also I want to say that if you want to say hello, I see that there are several of us here and it's so lovely to be here with you. If you want to say hello, and in just a little bit, I'm going to channel, and then after that, time permitting, I'm going to offer some readings to anyone who would like to ask for some mini reading or intuitive insight. So back to Gabriel, the Archangel Gabriel. Now, some people wonder, can I communicate with archangels, or are archangels available to me, you know? Hi, Shauna and Arlene. And I didn't say hi to Carolyn and Michelle. Hello, nice to see you all. Great, Michelle. I'm going to do that in just a little bit. So I'll ask again for people to set an intention or, you know, kind of give a hook in for a reading in just a bit. But thank you. I'm so honored that you would like to connect in that way. Hi, Gloria. Nice to see you. Archangel Gabriel bringing us that heightened awareness about awareness, in fact, and the expression of our awareness, the expression of our light. And some people wondering if archangels are some that anyone could connect with archangels. Absolutely. Absolutely. The angels and the archangels are the essence of the creator frequency in creation. And you are on that same spectrum. Obviously, you are a creation. You're a creation of light, are you not? So are the archangels. Perhaps their perspective is a bit more broad, can take in more of what the landscape is of the eternal experiencing or expression of eternal creation. Yes. And by that can then support us even more than, you know, us being on our own. The same reason why we come together to support one another. Pamela says her angel team is the best. Wonderful. And Angela says, hello from Indiana. Been looking forward to this for a week. Oh my gosh, I love that. Thank you so much. Are you Angela B that I know? Anyway, so this is, so Archangel Gabriel is here to help us to harness and lovingly and intelligently have utilization of our own awareness and our capacity to express it. So I'm in a deep study of astral experiencing, meaning astral travel, astral projection, also things like remote viewing. These are things that I have been experiencing for 10 years, but I'm in a deeper dive exploration of all of these topics because it's leading into something that I am, I offer as an education. And that when we do something like astral travel, we're actually connecting more with the subtle, but the more pronounced light body that we are, now that we have, that we just are. And to be able to be in a fuller occupation of that light body, of again, remember, light equals awareness, awareness equals light. When we are in a fuller occupation of that light body or that astral body, any discoveries, any remembering, any recognition that occurs there creates an instantaneous, well, healing, which really healing is just becoming whole, turning back on the part of yourself that had been set aside for a time. And we have this even in this experience of living with the body, with the physical body as well. It is our awareness that creates the holistic completion of oneself. And now the completion process or the healing process is always a process because that's the joy of being able to explore the illusion of not being whole and then the glory of experiencing I am more whole, I am more complete than I was before. And what it is that we learn by that journey of moving into and out of the illusion or into and out of the contrast, as some teachers call it. So we have that capacity now. One thing is to recognize that you really don't need anything. You are absolutely fully resourceful in yourself. I say this all the time. A teacher only helps us to remember what we already know in our soul or from this actual life, whatever it is. A teacher holds space and creates a space for you to remember who you really are and to remember what you already have inside your soul's intelligence. A healer, same thing. A healer offers and runs the energy of and sets the space for you to become whole, become more whole in a process of healing. So you have everything that you need. And you have everything you need to both have your needs and desires met and satisfied. Needs are one thing and desires are another. The word desire, someone just pointed out to me, my friend Mary pointed out to me that the word desire, the etymology of it, of the word desire means that the knowing from the stars. And just before Mary had brought this to my attention, which I love looking at the etymology of words, it's like we see the organic languaging, organic expression when we look at the etymology of the word, the deep subconscious meanings of words. And So before Mary had reminded me, the etymology of the word desire means the knowledge of the stars, or waiting for the knowledge of the stars to come in, that I had just been with my spirit team, and they told me that they wanted me to trust, and they, when they say trust, they mean trust myself, that my needs and desires can both be met, that they're both important. And it's not like, well, you should settle for only trying to survive and have your needs met, and that your desires are, you know, just something that maybe they're like dreams that you chase, you know, I'm kind of weakening my tone around it to represent at least something that I discovered within myself that wants to be come back into a full expression. Needs and desires are there for beautiful reasons. So as I was talking about this word desire with Mary, and how I had just been told your needs and desires can be met and satisfied in this, you know, expression of light that this journey of incarnation is, that I heard then, and I'm now realizing it was definitely Archangel Gabriel saying, and your desires that you feel within you, those soul urges, your desires are the needs of the Creator to be expressed through you. Your desires are the needs of the stars that want to be expressed through you. How beautiful is that? Because you know we're all composed of stardust, right? And when we get into the awareness that is deep within, then we can find the portal to the complete, the fullness of the all. And sometimes to be able to do that, we want to opt out of this physically oriented mind. And it's not that we take it offline. It's just that we welcome in more of the whole or the higher mind, the whole mind of creation. That might mean that we go and we sit with a tree and we release this physical oriented mind, and we get into the mind or the thinking or the perspective of the tree. And then the trees, borrowing the mental energy of the tree, then allows us to connect with the whole mind of the universe, the universal mind. That's our true mind. And your awareness being light, anything that is a pain point, a difficulty, a challenge, something that in the moment you are experiencing as suffering, the more that we actually embrace it, accept it, and bring our awareness to it, that is like turning light on in the dark. And then we can fully alchemize it. And light is the nature of how something is alchemized. It is light that is applied in order to create an alchemical experience. I'm going to look and see what we have here. Marsha, yes, hi. Gloria says, the teacher holds space for you to remember your wholeness. You're welcome. I love that too. Etymology is interesting because it depends on the language of the word being explored. Absolutely. Yes, it so is. And I love to do that. If there's a word in what is my language, my native language, if it's borrowed from another language, I like to go and then find this language that I speak isn't a very old language, respectively. So yes, to find out if it has a Latin root or if it has a Greek root, and, you know, to really find that all of those deep roots, if you will, are feeding the flowering of that expression every time that you touch it. So anyway, I'm going to take a sip of water, and then I'm going to bring in and see if Archangel Gabriel, do a direct channeling of Archangel Gabriel. And we will be right back. Hello, Charmed Life listener. It's Trisha, and I am making a special invitation for you to Sacred Sphere. This is a bi-monthly communal learning, practice, and resonance space. It is your community for intuition, manifestation, and spiritual development. It's happening twice per month, and there are special benefits if you subscribe so that you can go to every one of these or see the replays. It is a place for your deep immersive healing and your powerful manifestation practice to unfold in your life. life. I'm so excited about this. The vision for this is large and wonderful. We're going to be changing our own lives, and I believe we're going to be changing the world. So check it out. The link is in the description. We can't wait to work with you, to see you, to love you there. Empowered Empath. This is a program designed for the sensitive soul, for the person with that empathic nature. And by the way, that is a healing ability. However, this is a healing ability that you can't turn off. You cannot turn off your empathic nature, because it's more than just a psychic or healing ability. It is also how you are designed. So the Empowered Empath is a powerful program that is also gentle. It consists of 4 modules with 8 life-altering lessons, 4 aura tuning meditations, and we have bonus group healing and coaching sessions that are coming up really soon. You definitely want to check the show notes so you can see when those are coming up. You have access to it for a whole year. You'll be able to continue to water the garden of your empathic nature. You'll learn how to feel centered and peaceful as a sensitive person, how to use your gifts as a superpower that they are meant to be, and you'll be receiving attunement and healing and new life strategies to live in the power and purpose of your sensitive nature. It's especially tailored for those who want to turn their empathic and sensory overwhelm into intuitive strength. It is immersive, yet very gentle program, and it's suitable for all levels of development. And I especially recommend it for those whose human design body graph reveals that they have an undefined emotional solar plexus. So if you are just ready to turn that sensitive sponging into the thing that we really need right now, we need your sensitive genius shining on this planet to be in the high frequency, high functioning of your sensitive superpower. So join Empowered Empath. You have access to the lessons starting right away. Oh, by the way, it's very affordable and even comes with payment plans. Only $177 for all of this content, and you can make a payment plan of 3 months or 6 months. I made it extremely affordable and accessible because I know what it's like to need the help. So if it's your first time of really healing your empathic nature, or you need to do it another time, this is the program for you. I can't wait to see you there. And now back to the show. Cherished ones, your channel has spoken much of what is on the heart of those who are here, whether you are aware of it or not. And as Archangel Gabriel takes the mic here to amplify that which is deep within your hearts, the expression of your heart being the expression of the One, we invite you at this moment to, as you are all ones who are dedicated to meditation, dedicated to exploration of the realms of spirit and to the realms of nature, for it is the one and the same when you are a human being. Human is the archetype of being nature, and being is the archetype of spirit. And so you, as a human being, being fully open and curious and divinely excited about what it means to be human being. And we highlight this word mean because, dear ones, this is your free will to make meaning. You see, as was discussed, that the all that is in the pure essence of itself is, while being all, therefore is nothing. And so there must be the illusion of individuation. And as the individuals of the One, as the individuals who are given the full capacity to create, they have the full capacity to create meaning. And this meaning is your divine expression, your choice to respond to what is created by yourself and others, and also to create meaning. We invite you to recognize the power of your awareness, the power of the light that you have management over, that in any moment you have the full power to, in love, in a loving resonance, create meaning of anything. Now, we highlight here the word in love, in loving resonance, because one could also create a meaning out of fear. And that would be what is often referred to as bypassing or avoiding or just compounding, avoiding one's self in the fullness of who they are. So we ask you to simply click into love resonance. This will drop you into your heart, and therein is where you will find the resource of Creator. Because your capacity to create with your awareness is, as was stated, the capacity of the One to create. This is a fact. This is not just a dalliance. This is not just a suggestion. The fact is that your loving, pure awareness can create anything. This is what is meant when the One who walked your planet as Yeshua said, "These things that you do, these things that I do, you can do an even greater." This One was referring to the capacity to hold the light of your own awareness in the resonance, in the alignment of love, and to be able to create anything. Do you know that you have, those who are here with the ears to hear, that you have in your soul's history created planets and stars? We invite you to drop down into your heart in this moment and to have a recollection, a recognition, to find within your heart that star within you that you have created, to find the essence of this light that was in, that is within you. Imagine, if you will, the imagery, create the image of you as an entity of light who is creating a star. I think if you feel into this, you might find that it is your very heart from whence this star, this birthing of a star flows, that it becomes from the earnest love alignment of your heart. And that is still within you. Because while it is said that there is a creator frequency that created you, this is true, and yet at the same time, you create yourself. Find within you, if you would like to allow your eyes to close and to breathe the divine breath of light and feel and imagine and sense within your heart that star essence that you have created and are continuing to create now. If you enjoy visualizing, visualize the depths of your heart, deep, deep within, the within, and find that star, that light essence, the purity of this. You create this, and it is your true light, your true awareness. Imagine that you drop anything into this star essence, this light, and it only becomes even more of what it truly is. So as an exercise, imagine dropping in there pain, dropping in there suffering. And you might say, pain becoming more of what it is. Yes, but remember, more of what it truly is. Pain and suffering, what it truly is in the alignment of love, is learning, is exploration, is expansion. Suffering is only a becoming. You know, any experience that you have that you might consider glory or glorified is only thus because it started from some other point. If glory were all that is, we wouldn't know that it were glory. And so it is the full expression of your awareness, the full spectrum of it, that gives you the full capacity to create. Find that within your imagining, a pinnacle of some glory that you would or have enjoyed of this life. Imagine an event or a relationship or something that is what you would call a high manifestation. And now imagine falling down or tracing down the history of this, even if it's just one moment before it existed as this high manifestation, draw it all the way down to its full polar opposite, to where it's completely absent. And maybe there you might find suffering or pain, and flow all the way back up to the highest manifestation, the fullest expression of it, You see, it can only be because of the full path of it. And so we invite you at this moment to recollect and recognize unto yourself that if you can take that highest manifestation, the expression of it, and step one step down below and love that point of it just before it was expressed, and go another step below and it was even further before it was expressed, and the before, back all the way to where if the absence of it somehow had the illusion of suffering, that when you have that even at the root of it, the root of it is just as important as the full blooming of it. And finding a way from this perspective to love even the illusion of suffering, which eventually became the glory of the full high manifestation. This is how powerful your awareness is. To be able to love every moment, every step, every illusion that leads to the full expression of light. And this is what you are here to do, to be in this holding of the full awareness. You see, even that you are able to dwell in an illusion of suffering is proof that you have a full creative power of your light and the awareness that it can create anything, and the desires or the remembrances of the star within you, the desires in your heart, are the ones that are the keynotes of that which you are desiring, that which you have pre-planned to create in this life, with this incarnation, with the fullness of all of the dimensions that you occupy. The fullness of all the dimensions that you occupy, that you can be in the full awareness of it, the full light of it, is your journey. And so we leave this with you for this time, for you to contemplate, for you to ponder. Allow this transmission to be within your being and to take it into your dreams as well, if you so choose. For the Archangel Gabriel presides over dreams as well. And we want to remind you to change your mindset, to recall the dreaming child within you, to know that your dreams are powerful. And we speak of the multiplicity of the word dream, the meaning of dream, to be that which is experienced while you sleep and to be that which is experienced as you are creating a new vision for your life and for your being. That your dreams are powerful tools, and to recall that dreaming child within you. Whether he or she is doing the dreaming during your sleep or during your waking, or you're somewhere between sleep and waking, that this is a powerful tool. And if you would like to take this transmission into any of that state of dreaming that you would be holding in your diurnal cycles, that this will be in with your trust, with your faith, the light of your faith, this will be a powerful awakening experience for you. We love you so much, and we hold you in the light of our awareness always. And so it is. All right, I'm coming back. One moment. I don't know if you closed your eyes in that, if you want to open your eyes and come back to the space. And if anybody has anything they want to share that they may have experienced during that time, feel free to. And so now, we have some time. If anybody would like to receive a reading of any kind, that was powerful for you, Holly. Thank you for sharing. Tingles, Shauna, wonderful. I'm here to offer readings, any insight if you would like. Yes, and so what I would like for you to do in your asking, go ahead and give something for there to be like a hook in, set some kind of intention, because a general request will bring a more general response. So set a little intention around it. No need to write a whole lot, but if you want to say something about, I would like some insight on such and such, that would be very helpful to direct the awareness, direct the intention. As you participate in it, then it opens your heart even more. All right. a little specific. I think that says L, a little specific, some specificity that would be helpful. Hi, Nicole. Nice to see you. Oh, it was layered. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to have to listen back to it. And B says, I dropped in 5 minutes ago and saw Gabriel twice or so on cards or products yesterday. Oh my goodness. You woke up not sure if it was real or a dream. Ooh, how about if it's both? How about if it's a real dream? That's a creative space to be in, very creative space to be in. When you aren't sure if something is real, as we say, meaning that it's in the physical events or if it's a dream, that's the liminal space. And it's actually where what it looks like in our brains is it's harnessing delta waves. When we're harnessing delta waves in a more awake state or semi-awake state, you would say, then we actually are able to get into, excuse me, I'm getting a little bit of a release here. harnessing delta waves, being in a waking delta state, can shift physical reality instantaneously. So lean into that. Lean into that. Wait, was that, was that a dream or was that physical reality? It's a very powerful space to be. All right, let's see. I'm now being drawn to Shauna. So Shauna says, I would like some direction on next professional steps. So Shauna, immediately, I'm going to move this out a little bit. If my volume is too loud or soft, please let me know. Immediately, Shauna, I am being drawn to pull a unicorn card that will supplement the message that I'm getting. And so, by the way, before I dive in with Shauna, let me say that open your hearts at this time. If someone else is receiving a reading, Spirit organizes it so that all or at least many of us can receive something from it. So while I am answering the request from Shauna, there is something in here for you as well if you open your heart and you would like to receive it. So back to Shauna and on the next professional direction. So they indicate to me the excitement that you feel within you and that you, I mean, I'm sorry to say this so vaguely, but you know what it is. And that you are wanting permission to move forward in it. Now, they say, of course, things take time to build. That's fine. But to stick with the excitement and that the permission can only really and truly come from yourself, which you know this too. You hold so much wisdom and experience. It actually seems to me that you have kind of that energy that some people call old soul energy. So you actually are getting two cards coming out. Old soul energy, like you're actually young. Of course, we all are too. You know, that's subjective. But you have you express experience beyond your years. And that means you are harnessing that excitement and the universal wisdom from, you know, previous incarnations or just what is available to any and all of us. And so congratulations on that and trust that to put your trust in that in the moments you are able to pull in that fuller, more, you know, holistic awareness by just being present. So anyway, back to the, you know what the next direction is. Yes, it is in that, there's a sense of, ooh, it's so big. It's so big to want to move forward in this. And, you know, I have to create the whole thing and, you know, all of that. Yes, but you have everything you need to do that. And to just continue to be in the excitement of it as much as possible. It's perfectly fine. Sometimes we fall out of the excitement. We get into what we feel like is worry or doubt or something like that. And that, again, is just an illusion. Find a way to pop back into that excitement and love every step of the process of creating it. It is in alignment with your mission, with the way that you have set yourself on pace for this life to give a beautiful contribution, to help and serve, and to, you know, be the, honestly, like as you step forward in this, your vitality, your wellness and well-being. It is just to realize that is the best utility of the whole being, mind, body, and spirit. So as you step forward into this, which may seem like a big deal. It's a big deal because you love it so much. And that's a good thing. It's a big deal because you care so much. And that's a good thing. That can be actually motivational for you. That can also be a resource, again, of that life force and that vital energy. But it will actually make you healthier and more energetic and vitalized to move in this way, even while it is that you might be in the creating stages of it. Okay, I hope that was helpful. I'm going to look at the two cards that came up. We have compassion. And this compassion, it says, be gentle with yourself. I love this. It's a great addition to harnessing this energy. Also, be gentle with yourself. There's no need to rush. There's no need to think that you're supposed to be somewhere that you aren't that yet. You are exactly where you need to be. So be gentle with yourself, always affirming yourself, always nurturing and loving yourself. And it says also, forgiveness will set you free. See the light in yourself and others. Now, forgiveness is an interesting practice. You know, whether or not we realize it, forgiveness is something that we can always find. We might be holding unforgiveness for ourselves or for someone else. When we're holding unforgiveness, I like to say that is, I know it sounds like a roundabout way to say that. When we're holding unforgiveness, then we're actually clogging up our manifestation frequency. So any moment that I realized I got annoyed at someone for, you know, doing a weird traffic thing. And I'm like, wait, let me stop and forgive that person. Or, you know, obviously some deeper introspection. Anytime something is bubbling up to my awareness, is there some way that I need to release unforgiveness for myself or for another? Because the etymology of the word forgiveness actually goes all the way back to the concept of wishing revenge or releasing your capacity. Forgive means the etymology of is releasing your intention for revenge. I know that sounds harsh, but again, we're just talking about the etymology of it. So if you're moving into this unity consciousness, this one energy, and you have some kind of hidden unforgiveness, or another way to say a way that you haven't released revenge on yourself or another, that you can see how, because we're in a whole system where if I move forward with a lot of force to create, I might accidentally hurt myself or another because I haven't released the unforgiveness. So anyway, this as a practice to unleash your manifestation process of this career direction you are intending is the word I think I wanted. And then the other card, and they're both very purpley, they're both very violet crown chakra energy. The other card is cycles. Everything has its right time. Honor the cycles of your body. Tune into the moon's magic. Ooh, I love that. And these both, I think these go together really well, being gentle of yourself and, you know, being in presence. Yeah. So I hope that's helpful, Shauna. Yes, yes, yes. Shauna is saying yes, yes, yes. Okay, great. All right, I'm going to kind of scramble it up and see where I'm drawn. And I have a sip here. All right. Holly is asking. Oop, I got a lunar eclipse is March 25th, but where did the Holly go? Holly request, here we go. Holly is asking, Archangel Gabriel have any messages about the coming eclipse on April 8th? Any advice for a new group of friends going on a trip to view it? Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool. Holly, group of friends going to view it. What do we want to do here? Okay, thank you. I got it. Trying to feel which cards want to come to support this. And it is the Diana Cooper Atlantis cards. All right. So the group of friends. So Holly, I see that this group of friends has a real, the best way to say it is it's dynamic, right? We've got people on, I want to say different vibrational frequencies. And I don't mean like in a sense of judgment at all. I mean like different colors, even people having different, you know, a variable and varied frequency that they're holding, vibrational frequency that they're all holding. And it's so the dynamism of it, what is it that you want to talk say about that? I mean, it's exciting, right? It's very exciting. And you've also got two cards. It's a very exciting co-creation that will come with this group, will come from this group. And it's also, it could be challenging because when something is very dynamic, then it's going to move around some energy. It's going to maybe like ask some energy to move aside or to be released. So basically, as you ask for advice, the advice is to do, you know, some extra special release practices leading up to it so that your awareness, your full presence can be there to help to build that container. And that's the specific words there, to help build the container, because it is a co-creation. And that, so if you go in with your vibrational frequency and the color of it, if you will, the fractal that it is, in an even higher state than it is now, and you know, doing an extra special bit of that preparation work yourself, then you bring this into the container, and just you alone having done that work with Archangel Gabriel talking, you know, being the angel who oversees water, it's like you're pouring that solution into the container. So if I had this cup of water, and or I just had, let's say this was empty, and someone comes in and they're going to pour a little frequency of blue, and someone else comes in and pours a little frequency of red. Now it's going to be violet. So the quality and color and richness of the blue makes it a certain color of purple or violet, and the red, you know what I mean? So you just really getting, letting this be the opportunity to create a lot of space within your being. And then take that highest vibe and then just be excited to witness it all. Witness, and as you build the container, witness how in the moment it can continue to evolve and shift as you evolve and shift as you lead up to it and also in it. Because again, there's going to be it's a dynamic group. Okay, so then very interesting. The cards that you have, the first card I'm looking at is called High Priestess. And I will put that at the camera. And the message on it says, the high priestesses of Atlantis were highly evolved women who were honored and revered for their compassion, understanding, and selfless service to their people. Ooh. So you stepping into the high priestess archetype of yourself as you, again, co-create it. And I love that they're talking about, it's interesting because, again, it's not like one person's more important. That's not at all what we're talking about, but the high priestess says, so you're going to come together in that divine archetype of high priestess. And so to be able to hold that higher embodied feminine wisdom and channeled guidance from the, you know, intergalactic council that you're all calling on. And so it says this card, this is the card of feminine power and wisdom. Do not rely on logic or rational thought at this time. I love it. If you choose the High Priestess, you are called on to use your intuition and psychic gifts. Respond to challenges from your deepest knowing for the answers lie within. Interesting, because the word challenge came up in the, you know, preliminary message before I pulled out this card. I mean, it has a little like message or mantra. It says, access your wisdom and listen to your intuition. Beautiful. And you had a second card, which is materialization. That's always a good card. And so we can expect that what is being shown here is there'll be some materialization that will come from this group of friends coming together. The Magi and some specially trained priests were able to manifest items from the spiritual realms. That's really cool. First, they achieved total clarity about what they wanted. So there's step one. Achieve clarity of what you want. Then focus on the most intricate details of the vision and then hold it in the mind. That's step two. And then because everything is made up of energy, they could draw pure energy from higher dimensions into a denser vibration and fashion it into the physical object. Very cool. So your guidance is to become fully, totally clear about what you want in your life. And I would say what you want from this gathering of friends. Very cool. Wonderful. All right, let's see. I'm going to scramble and see if I can. Oops. So the messages move really fast. So I kind of just, so what I do to pick, because, you know, there's a lot of us here. Oh, we got quite a lot of us here. Hello, everyone. it's like almost tripled since we first started, that what's great, Stephanie says, was great to catch Gabriel's message today. I love it. Great. So I kind of just, I scan it with my eyes slightly blurred to find the representation. You know, I'll be giving that guidance from the hook end of what it is you're asking, but it's again here for all of us. Okay, let's see. I've got Tammy. I would like to know about my life purpose and next steps in that regard. Okay. All right, Tammy, you know what? I'm actually feeling drawn to give you the pointer in a direction that is, I don't know if you've gotten into human design yet, and that the theme of your purpose, and this is, you know, life purpose is not something that's like, oh, you should be a Reiki master. Life purpose is a frequency. It's your home frequency. It's your resonance. It's you riding the resonance. However, that you will find if you look into your incarnation cross and human design, that is sort of the theme. And what's great about it is you can see, usually with contemplation, with sitting with it, you'll find, oh, I have been living that theme. That means I have been in my purpose. And that is the key to finding your purpose, is that you are your purpose. You are on purpose. There's no way you could be off purpose. Now, granted, we would like, as you said, to have some clarity about the next steps with that. Well, the first step of the next steps is to recognize, which means, again, I keep using the word recognize because they keep bringing it to me. Recognize means changing the cognition, changing, shifting the mindset, shifting the state of being, that I am on purpose, and get down to the pure essence of that purpose, which is riding a lightning bolt, a resonant frequency of creating this incarnation, walking the path of light on this planet. Having said that, okay, it's my dragon cards for you. These are also Diana Cooper. Oh, they're well worn. and they're the dragon cards. It looks like is it synced up a little bit better? The sound and the, good. Looks like it's a little more synced. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, the beginning of the broadcast, the sound and video were really out of sync. So, okay. So now let's go back to the purpose. All right. So here's the thing. I want to hearken back to, they're asking me to hearken back to the previous one, not Holly's, but Shauna's, I believe it was, that we, you know, there are cycles to things. And that isn't to say slow down or don't move forward. That's not it at all. It's to recognize that the moving forward has many different faces, many different activities. So for example, just in a day, part of moving forward is to go to bed, right? Because you need to rest and you need to rejuvenate and you need to allow your body and your brain and everything to heal itself. So recognizing that there are cycles so that you can feel two things, both grounded and, I want to say, inspired, but inspiration creates motivation, you know? So, but we are getting back to the fact that it's similar again to Shauna, in the sense, I didn't say this specifically with Shauna, but there was an implication there. It does have to do with your spiritual interests. And, you know, does that mean that you should become a psychic? I'm not necessarily saying that. I have someone that I work with who is a special education expert and works in, you know, in primary schools. And part of her spiritual mission and her spiritual interests is actually to, you know, do it in a different way so that she can give a fuller service to children and their parents. You know what I mean? So your spiritual interests, that and your that which feels more aligned for you, that does create, that does somehow, though, it definitely is in a direct alignment with all of your spiritual exploration, you know? So the next steps to that are, well, the next steps are have to do with the cycle. they're actually showing me the practice of sitting down, meditating, and just getting into your heart, like releasing absolutely everything. So you're going to want to let go of the thinking mind, of the passenger mind, of the conscious mind, and just get into a love vibration, which you can do obviously with an insight timer meditation or whatever your practice is. And then to just start to, they're talking about using a journal to write, because you'll get some clarity. It actually creates a crystallization of that love, high vibrational frequency that you'll be in. And to clear the slate first, though, and then this will be the building of the steps for you. As you continue to, now, okay, great. So thank you. They want me to clarify that, you know how we fantasized and played when we were kids? We had it right then. That is the same process that we want to recall and remember unto ourselves, is that process of fantasizing. And so, okay, thank you, I will. They're telling me to give you, this is for all of us, one thing that can really create that highly creative state for us is to ask ourselves, what if a miracle happened? And today, that miracle happened, and I had all of the facility to do the things that would be most exciting and joyful and whatever other words, you comforting and easeful, whatever other words and, that are lighting you up at that time. And then just write it in present tense. I am doing this today. And don't pay any attention if something like, how is that possible, comes up. How could it be possible? Don't pay any attention to that. Did you do that when you were a kid? No. The butterfly that came by was the exactly perfect thing, or the rock that was right there is the big wise ogre that's going to come and tell the princess what to do next. I don't know. I'm trying to make up a kid's game. You know, everything was a part of the process. So when the speculation of how is that possible, just try to excuse that as much as possible. How isn't our business? How something comes to be is not our business. We are simply here to hold the state and, from the best of our ability, you know, create the vision and then let that vision really unfold in a whatever way the collaboration wants it to unfold, meaning spirit, meaning all of the humans and the nature, meaning angels and everything, you know? So sit down and ask yourself, what if a miracle happened? And then write the story of what it is that you're doing today, because this is the day that a miracle happened. And I'll just end this to help everyone to remember how to do this miracle process, because when we ask ourselves and allow ourselves to be in the energy of what if a miracle happened, we click into the miracle matrix. And we clock or click out of the limited mind matrix, meaning your physical mind. Okay. All right. So then, the next steps are this step: harness the life purpose frequency that you are on it, then meditate, then sit down and journal, what if a miracle happened? And that will start to reveal the other practical steps, if you will. And then card that you got is the white gold dragon from Lyra. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I'm actually in giving to my community a Lyran transmission. Anyway, like right now, this week. So white gold dragon from Lyra connects you to the highest Christ light. Develop your causal chakra. Bathe in the ninth dimensional Christ light. So again, we're at the causal part of the journey, which is so beautiful. And if you're wondering, the causal chakra is a transpersonal chakra. It's actually outside of the body, you know, in the energy field. And it is correlated to this part of the, right here, the parietal lobe, or the occipital bone, is that part of the head where it curves in. That's called the occipital bone. And the causal chakra is kind of like correlated, or you might say like attached to that part. And it's really your own personal moon, the energy center managing your lunar identity. We'll leave it at that. You are a tarot reader. Good. Well, there you go. So then it's directly in alignment with your spiritual pursuits. You just quit your job. Okay, good. I love it. All right, let's do another here. Stephanie says, I've been intuitively getting sacred geometry and artwork and to create this, but I appear to have a personal block around this. Would love some insight. Well, you know what? I happen to have a sacred geometry activations deck that that clearly wants to come to you. And so Stephanie says she has a block around it. And okay. All right. So first of all, they're saying, keep it simple, sweetie. Ooh, and actually getting really simple about what is the word you're trying to tell me? Yeah, I can't find it right now. There's a word I can just taste, so I'm going to let it go. Maybe it'll come to me. But it is these, like, it's the building blocks and getting into, for example, like if you were to just sit and meditate to whatever your medium is to create the artwork, whether it's by hand or something else, but to sit and be very intentional about creating a triangle and meditating on the perfection of it. All of the anything that you get from the triangle showing us triunity. Maybe that's showing you mind, body, spirit. Maybe it's showing you, you know, there's a trinity in many different systems, if you will. We're a triune system of mind, body, spirit. And then, for example, psychology has a triunity of psychoanalysis. And parapsychology, and what is the other one? Psychiatrics, I think that's what it is. No. I forget right now. But anyway, there's trilogies or triunities in systems. So, for example, that's what the triangle is showing us, that there are three faces to, to creation. Or another example is the atom there, or yeah, the nucleus. Okay, I'm thinking of a cell. The proton, the electron, and the neutron. That's the atom. Okay, I was mixing cell with atom. So that's the atom, the proton, electron, and neutron. That's a triunity. And the neutron is that more neutral, holding it all together, holding together the polarity. So this is just, I'm kind of just channeling or, contemplating the amazing implications of just the triangle. So to get down to the simple aspects of it, that's where you're going to find your inspiration. You're overthinking it. So get down into the deep feeling of it by just something as simple as dwelling in those primary sacred shapes. The sacred geometric shapes. So the card that we pulled is Divine Feminine. And I'll show you the sacred geometry artwork on this. Oh, and this deck is Sacred Geometry Activations. And the author is Lon, L-O-N. She's actually been on my podcast. She's amazing. And we have some of her artwork in my studio here. Not in this room, but out in the rest of the studio hallways. So Divine Feminine, the frequency of Divine Feminine supports our receptive, nurturing, and soft side, allowing it to express itself openly and helping us to connect to our intrinsic understanding of our connection to all of creation. So we are hearing here, and you can see the geometric activation. If you kind of gaze into that, you'll get this activation. That this block or this overthinking or maybe thinking that you have to do a process a certain way, that the remedy to that or the solution to that is to be soft and in the receptive energy of it. So something as simple as really creating a romance or channeling with those primary sacred geometric shapes like triangle, square, circle, sphere, All right. Good. I hope that's helpful. I began drawing, but this was for canvas and acrylic. It was Metatron's cube in particular. And that wanted to be put on canvas. Oh, that sounds great. So yeah, I mean, Metatron's cube, the Merkaba, has like all of those shapes in it, right? What does the circle mean? What does the triangle mean in the Merkaba, you know? And you get to channel that meaning. You get to give it meaning and tap into the meaning that you, the universe has already co-created with you. Perfect. I love it. Get into that receptive divine feminine energy. Love it. Gloria says, from that card, I'm curious to know what advice would Archangel give on developing clairvoyance and other psychic gifts. So I'm not sure which card it was, but it doesn't matter. You know, that's my conscious mind trying to hijack the process. But I do want to pull another card about that. So Gloria, you are saying, I'm assuming you mean, what would the advice be for you for developing clairvoyance and psychic gifts? That's what that feels like to me. And so what do we want to tell Gloria about that? First of all, they say you are very clairvoyant, and that to remember that our spiritual or psychic sight is something that is not the same as our physical sight. And that you can start with just simply doing some meditations. And one way, in case a person, when a person says like, oh, I can't see things, or I'm not clairvoyant or something like that, the best way to do that is to give up. That sounds negative, right? It's not. Because when we give up, that means we stop trying. Trying is not doing. Trying is not being. So if we give up and we go into meditate because meditation is healthy for us, because it feels good, because I want to be in that state, and it's totally fine if I don't see anything, that's then opting out of the process of trying, because trying isn't being. So allowing. And okay, well then here, the card is support, and it says, ask for help, get more rest, nurture yourself. So asking for help, then I'm going to infer from that, it might be, hey, look into taking some kind of supportive program or training or something along those lines. Consider that. All right. And also the other things, nurture yourself and get more rest. All right. So I actually am going to go start a session here in a bit. I'm an animal communicator, and I have an animal communication session. I'm also a psychic. I'm an intuitive. I'm a channel, of course, because I channeled in this. And I'm a spiritual teacher. I didn't mention that stuff. So I teach and help people to open their spiritual abilities. That's one thing that I do. And I also, I'm a hypnotherapist. And today I have a session of animal communication. And to do that, I actually have a preliminary session where I remote telepathically communicate with the animals, remote view, if that is, helpful. And then I get on the session with the human. So just that people are kind of interested in that process sometimes. That's what I'm going to go get started doing. I've had the best time with you all today. Well, that's all I have for you in this episode. I just wanted to pop back on to tell you that I appreciate you so much. I am so grateful to you as a citizen of this life and this beautiful world that you are shining your light on our beautiful world. You're doing that by even taking the beautiful space and time to listen to a spiritual podcast. And I'm so honored that you would pick this one for this time. You are precious, you are valuable, and I appreciate you so much. Thanks for tuning in. I love you, whoever you are.